I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm, every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Kind of. Regarding Norma Jean, they are kind of brutal, but at the same time, it's one of those things where, like, I find some of their music good, but then I look at all the other people that listen to them, and I don't want to associate myself with those kinds of people.
Kind of like Tool?
No, I just don't like Tool. I'm just going to be straight up about that. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Brain is here. Or Brian.
Yep.
Yep. He's here to bring the awkward.
Woo!
Yeah. We're going to be here from 1 to 2 playing stuff.
Punk
a surprise.
Rock.
Punk rock of the punk genre. You just heard Boy Who Destroyed the World by AFI. That can be found off of their All Hallows EP. Why did I play that, Brian? Because I think their guitarist, Jade Puget, is so hot. That's exactly why I played it.
You see, listening audience, Marielle here has been having a recent run of, shall we say, boy crush syndrome.
Yeah, it's like I'm 14 again.
Just because they have droopy hair and mascara doesn't mean that necessarily.
He has really nice hair. I will Google image search him right now, and I will show you.
This doesn't really work on a radio format. You know that, right?
But you will understand. Then they will understand. If you want to phone us here in the studio, you can do so.
And what's the phone number to do that? 604-822-2487.
That's 822-CITR. Place a request. Tell us to shut up. Tell us who your celebrity crush is.
Ooh.
Who's yours, Brian?
Huh?
Angelina Jolie.
Otep Shalamala.
God. No, seriously.
She cringed. It was funny. By that, I mean Marielle.
Yeah.
So, yes, please call us because at this point, we have no idea what we're doing again.
No, yes, we do. Look, I brought stuff out. I have it planned, Brian.
Okay, I'm just secretly trying to bring this place down like so many.
I guess so. See, is that. Look at that hair. Wait for it. Nice. I'm stroking the computer screen right now. Anyways, to continue with
he has your hair.
Anyways, to continue with this theme that I have going on, because rarely do my 14-year-old habits go through resurgences, I am going to play a few more bands that have members, male members.
Yeah, that's what 14-year-old Marielle is all about.
I'm going to play some Alkaline Trio and some Anti-Flag because they've got hot people in them. And then after that, we'll see what Brian wants to hear.
Maybe he
can come up with like a better theme than I can.
Maybe we'll also do each other's hairs and talk about boys.
Maybe. Can I do your nails?
Go right ahead.
Okay. This is Alkaline Trio. Indeed.
Brat.
On CITR. No, it's not. Yep, now it is. We'll be right back.
On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents Live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a lot to spy, the strange winds blow. To us, we're raging low.
I can't do anything about that.
I'm sorry.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Are you cracking your knuckles on air? Ew, dude.
That's it.
I'd rather you play the spoons or something.
I have no spoons. Spoons don't go doo-doo.
Well, you make it then. What do they sound
clackety
like?
Clackety clack clack.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever. what did I just play? I played Anti-Flag.
Woo!
Off of their album Underground Network. I played the title track. And before that, I played Alkaline Trio off of Good Morning. That song is called, Blast was called We've Had Enough. And I started off that set with AFI off of their All Hallows EP. That song's The Boy Who Destroyed the World. Not you, Bram.
No,
You just don't have the balls to destroy the world.
Yeah.
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 I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm dissing you on air. I'm such a terrible person.
You do it all the time anyway, so I've just gotten used to it. And one day when I do finally snap, I'll just curl up in a ball and cry and cry and cry.
Don't you do that every day anyways?
Well, not as much.
What were we going to play? What do I have, Brian?
You have.
I have. Oh.
You have a band something. Called The Dillinger Escape Plan.
Exactly.
And
Tell us about this Dillinger Escape Plan, Brian.
Well, they're a band, and I guess what would you call them? Noise metal, noise rock?
Maybe.
I don't know. They're one of these bands that sort of like has a lot of weird like
noise punk, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of weird time signatures, and sort of their albums are really acquired.
Yeah, acquired. Have you seen them live? I've missed them every single time.
Yes, me too. I think they were supposed to come out on the Warped Tour 2 or 3 years ago, but then they dropped it because they realized we'd be playing on the Warped Tour.
But they've actually like had their own headlining shows here in Vancouver like a few times.
But it's been relatively small at the Mesa Luna and places like that, so there hasn't really been like a really sort of drive. I think next time they come to town, hopefully, which will be soon, will be someplace like Richards. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. They might do a crappy all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center, which would be a bit disappointing, but...
That's okay. You'd knock a 14-year-old in the head when you're in the pit.
I guess so.
But there we go. There's something to discuss after. But this next song we're going to hear is actually off of an EP called Irony is a Dead Scene. And the song is called Come to Daddy. Now, how I came to discover this song is I was, as some of you may know, me and Marielle work at the Human Misery Vehicle. HMV downtown. And I was in the metal section. I was taking a look at Dillinger Escape Plan, and I noticed that there's a song that reminded me of an artist called Aphex Twin. And to my surprise, it was actually a cover of Aphex Twin, the said artist's song. Anyways, yes, it's a cover of Aphex Twin.
Wow. Are we going to be blown away?
I was.
Okay.
I'm easily blown away.
Oh, God.
That was not a double entendre.
Okay.
Yeah. grow. She likes her hair that color too. She can even wear a dress, but that doesn't mean she'll have a good best. She's mommy's little monster. She's mommy's little monster. She's mommy's little monster. Don't take her life away. We'll be right back.
hitting my, like, upper extremities on all of the things here, it's really painful. Yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. I just played The Mercy Killers off of their album Enemy Rose. That song was called Lust for Hope. Prior to that, The Jolts off of their Jinx EP. That song was called Bloody Eye Socket. And I played The Jolts because they are playing a show with the band that I played before them, Social Distortion. That song that I played was Mommy's Little Monster off of the album with the same title. They are playing two shows here in Vancouver. One, it's April 16th and April 17th at the Commodore Ballroom, and it makes me sad. Wait. No, sorry, the Jolts aren't playing that show, but they're playing another show, which I'll tell you about in just a second. Smooth.
So disregard any information that Marielle just said, but yeah, the Jolts.
Social Distortion. That's who we're talking about.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm so not, like, with it right now.
Me too.
I was totally staring at that guy you were looking at earlier.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
I wasn't looking at anyone.
Yes, you were. You had Google image search up, and he had, like,
but maybe... I had that closed. I closed that a long time ago.
He stayed in my mind. Wow, that's really creepy when you get up that close to the mic and you whisper, eh?
Yeah. Anyways, Social Distortion. They're playing two shows. I can't go to either of them because of final exams, but perhaps you can. I would love it if you could go and enjoy it for me, fair listener.
Or better yet, go and then report back and said that it sucked.
No, you know what? Because I know it won't. Because I know it won't. April 16th, April 17th at the Commodore Ballroom.
Very nice.
Yeah. Mike Ness, very nice. Sorry.
Yeah, I just had a random question for you.
Yeah.
Pit. Like, at shows, are you in the pit or are you in the
back? I used to be, but I'm in the suburbs.
Ah,
so,
yes.
So, like, right behind the pit.
So, yes, so you're still, like, all sweating, being touched by people you don't want to be touched
not
by.
Not really, no, I'm not. I've become a very, like, please don't touch me kind of person. Yeah, but when I was, like, 14, I was in the pit all the time. And, you know, crowd surfing, being a nerd, stuff like that.
Crowd surfing's a definite no. I'm sorry. Well, okay.
Well, 14... not at, like, these kinds of shows, but, you know.
Well, I guess if you're 14 and a young Asian female, thus petite mm-hmm. and small, it's not too bad. When you're a 25-year-old construction worker with boots on, go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can. I'll say that right now. I will second that.
I've been kicked in the head so many times, it's not funny.
Yeah. God damn. Anyways.
Seriously.
That really sucks. That really sucks. The Jolts are playing. They're not playing the Social Distortion show, sorry. But the Jolts are playing with No Means No and Marriage Music April 4th at the Red Room.
Okay.
That's who I was thinking about. What was I going to do? Oh, the next band that I'm playing is also a band that's coming through Vancouver. May 6th, The Bouncing Souls. They're coming to play a show with The Loved Ones and Strike Anywhere. And so the song that I'm going to play by The Bouncing Souls is called Mantham. And I actually, the last time I played the song, I believe, was like during International Women's Week last year. And I totally forgot that it was International Women's Week, and someone just brought it up. They're like, wow, that's a great song to play this week. Good job. And then I felt terrible, but...
Well, the whole point, I think, of International Women's Week or Day is to celebrate the fact women are able to make choices as an equal in society. Mm-hmm. So... You being a woman made your choice to play Mantham on International Women's Week and should be thus proud.
Wow. That's an interesting way to look at it. Thanks, Brian.
Either that or you're just a horrible representation of female equality or something like that.
Something along those lines. Yeah. And the opportunity came up for me to interview the Bouncing Souls, and I took that opportunity.
Yes, so they will be coming to this.
They might not be coming to the station, but... Well,
I don't know why I sounded disappointed, but I did.
If things work out, if we can arrange a time, then I'll be interviewing the Bouncing Souls. Whether it be like an in-person interview or a phoner interview, it will be recorded, and I probably will end up playing it on my radio show.
Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent indeed. So yes, we'll play the Bouncing Souls, and then we'll probably play the Loved Ones. We'll see how it goes from there. Okay.
Pikachu or Squirtle?
Pikachu because he turns into Raichu.
Celebrate.
Thanks, Brent. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Marielle is making a mess of things, and Brian's here as well.
Hi.
You just heard Comeback Kid off of their newest album, Broadcasting. That song is called In Case of Fire. I'll pick that up later. I quite like this new Comeback Kid album. It's a bit short. It clocks in at just over 30 minutes. But... you know, I'm pretty impressed with it. I didn't have a lot of expectations. I didn't have high expectations, sorry, because they have, their guitarist is now their lead singer. But,
No, I was just going to say, with the exception of some European punk bands, usually, you know, punk CDs don't clock in at more than 30 minutes.
I guess so.
Unless they suck.
I guess so. I can't say any of that. A guy that looks like David Duchovny outside.
Should I just turn around and look at him?
No. Okay. I also don't know if this is playing outside. Before Comeback Kid, I played The Loved Ones off of their self-titled EP. That song is called 100K. Prior to that, The Bouncing Souls off of How I Spent My Summer Vacation with Mantham. And did I say that I played The Mercy Killers? Maybe not.
No, you didn't.
No, that was The Mercy Killers before that off of their album Enemy Rose. That song is called Lust for Hope. And yes.
All the playlists can be found on your blog.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Brian. That's We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com. It will be updated today, but later today, because I'm super busy for the rest of the day. But indeed, what was I going? Oh, shows. That's why we're on air. Thanks, Brian. Good hustle. Go team.
What's happening?
Go team! Okay.
Apparently you shouldn't yell in the mic or else it kind of fuzzes out.
Okay. If you give it a second. Where did my... talk about something.
See, this is why tabbed browsing is never good. You lose track.
Let's talk about something.
So, ska shows. What do you think of it?
Ska shows? Yeah. I like watching people skank. It's funny. I mean, awesome.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's just they're usually all ages, which is, an all-age show every once in a while is kind of refreshing because it's kind of nice to see sort of kids have fun.
I guess so.
You know?
I find them really irritating.
maybe when you get older, you'll sort of have an appreciation for, like,
I've been to, like, every show that I've been to within the past, like, how many months has been, like, an all-ages show? And it's driving me, like, insane.
But at one point, I was going to, like, two shows every month, and they're all metal, and believe me, that gets tiresome.
Well, you know what? Like, last summer, I was going to a show every week.
Yeah.
Like, a local show. And, like, I loved it. I love going to small local shows.
Local?
Like, you know, shows like Puffy 40 or The Lamplighter or Pets Pub, something like that.
See, my problem, yeah, those are good shows, especially when the crowds are kind of small. I really like that. But, like, my problem with local venues is that I only went to the Cobalt and the Astoria at one point, and that just sucked. I'm sorry. Like, oh, and then what was
the broaden the spectrum?
The Limerick Junction used to be the Brickyard.
The Brickyard.
Oh, the Brickyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's. That's an entirely different topic that I do not want to get into right now. So, other shows that are coming up, Against Me. Mm-hmm. I hear they're playing an all ages show, but you know. March 27th, that's next Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. That's next week.
Next Tuesday.
Awesome, thank you. Next Tuesday, March 27th, Against Me and the Riverboat Gamblers, who are actually pretty good, are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center. Pepper, the Mad Caddies, speaking of ska, and the Supervillains are playing March 30th at Richards on Richards. No Means No, Married to Music, and the Jolts are playing April 4th at the Red Room. Now this next show is one show that I'm going to recommend. It's one of those small local shows that I was talking about that I seriously enjoy. The Parallels are playing with the Belladines, the Manipulators, and Bryce Dunn. Our very own Bryce Dunn is DJing that event. That is happening April 7th at Pub 340. If I'm not working that night, I'm totally going to go watch that.
Sweet.
The Ponies are playing with Deer Hunter April 11th at Richards on Richards.
It's an equestrian theme.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. That's so cute. I love ponies. The Clorox Girls are playing with the Transmitters and the Red Dawns April 14th at Pat's Pub. Two social distortion shows happening at the Commodore Ballroom April 16th and 17th that I can't go to. Bouncing Souls are playing with the Loved Ones and Strike Anywhere May 6th at Richards on Richards. And then a bit down the road, we have Teenage Head coming back to Vancouver to play a show with the Transmitters at the Red Room May 12th.
Actually, also, I've been looking for, you know, old school, I guess. I don't even know what it's called.
Okay.
But, you know, the punk that was, like, just after or just before, I can't really remember, the whole sort of SoCal, you know, pop punk phase, like angry actual punk.
Well, it really depends on where you're looking, because obviously, like, the punk scene here in Canada was so different from, like, the punk scene in California or even New York or the UK. Like, it really depends on where you are, you know.
So what you're saying is we're screwed here and now?
No, not necessarily. I mean, like, Canada had, like, a lot of great punk rock bands back in the day, and a lot of those bands are actually still playing, like, Subhumans, not, like, the UK Subhumans, but, like, you know, like, Vancouver Subhumans. We have DOA and Teenage Head.
Is DOA still playing?
I saw them, like, a couple months ago or last month or something.
Crazy. Oh, and then F'd Up played.
Huh?
F'd Up.
Fuck.
No?
Yes. Oh, but they haven't been around for, like, that long. They're not, like, they're not old.
I'm,
you know,
getting bands confused.
Maybe you are. But what was I going to say? Yeah, no, but DOA, they're re-releasing, like, a lot of their old stuff, like, on Sudden Death Records and stuff. And I'm actually going to play DOA right now. That was awesome how that segued naturally. I think I broke it too. Yeah. Don't tell anyone! This is a compilation of songs that they put together from 78 to 83. This is DOA's Bloodied But Unbowed album. I'll play a song called World War III.
And here's hoping for a hardcore logo tour.
Oh, wow. That.
I like zombie lead singers.
Ah!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. It looks like you're about to make out with the microphone, Brian.
I can give you better things to make out with the microphone.
That was Robin. Robin, other Robin who I haven't seen in so long.
Hello.
I'm Robin and Robin, the Ink Studs. And studette. And the ink slot. That's what it was.
Sorry, ink muffin.
You can call that.
The ink stud and slot are coming up next. The ink stud show, the show all about comic books. So stay tuned for that. I just played DOA off of Bloodied But Unbowed. That song is called World War III. Any closing thought? Yes, Brian has a closing thought.
Okay, I had a prediction where, you know how there's online hipster trends, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the next throwback would be Habbo Hotel.
Oh, I don't even know what you're basing that on, but I don't see it happening.
See, I've been noticing a lot lately that there's these a lot of new sort of like microtransaction like avatar things that you can sort of customize and put on your MySpace. So I was
thinking
that it's gonna throw back to Habbo Hotel. Okay, I just wanted to say Habbo Hotel before we left.
Okay, Habbo Hotel. Do you have one? Are you on Habbo Hotel?
Just to be creepy.
But you already do that so well.
It's like. It's like my enema. I got nothing.
I don't. Okay. We'll be back next week. Maybe Brian won't. maybe we'll have a permanent ban from CITR.
Brad?
I second that.
Indeed, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Goodbye. From your skin, a crack of sales, got the sales and that.
Wow!